Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. If you're planning to invest in the future of your farm business, we can help you achieve the growth you need. Ulster Bank, help for what matters.
The latest opinion poll suggests that support for independence is hardening as election 2016 enters its final days. 2011 set new records for the number of independents returned. This year looks like it could surpass the earlier figure. Independents are one of the unusual features of the Irish parliamentary system. You don't see them in countries like Germany and the US and the UK. How useful are they and what do they bring to the legislative process? Well, I'm joined in studio by three outgoing TDs and one outgoing Senator, Tommy Bruin, independent candidate for Dublin Bay North, Senator Catherine Zappone, independent candidate, Dublin South West, Peter Matthews, independent candidate, Dublin Rathdown, and in our Gwyddor studio, Thomas Pringle, independent candidate for Donegal. And because you're at a distance from us, Thomas, I'll start with you. And you're all former members of political parties, some of you elected originally for political parties. So why, Thomas, are you now an independent? Is it because you fell out with the political party and not because you truly come to the electorate with an independent philosophy?
Well, Mary, actually, I was elected as an independent first in 1999 to Donegal County Council. I joined Sinn Féin in 2004 and left again in 2007. So the vast majority, or probably over 80% of my political career, has been as an independent at this stage. So I'm not really coming from a party background in that sense. I was elected first as an independent and made a decision to join Sinn Féin at that time.
So why did you go in and out?
Well, I would say I don't regret joining Sinn Féin, but I don't regret leaving Sinn Féin either.
Will you go in again?
Most definitely not. I think my experience within Sinn Féin has shown to me that the political party system is not of any use to the people and that it doesn't serve the people. What political parties do is they serve their own interests and they serve the interests of the party itself and act as a buffer between the party and the people. And I think as independents, we are accountable directly to the people, and that's the way I want to run my political career.
Tommy Bruin, you've been in and out of the Labour Party. If you're elected and returned to the 32nd Dáil, who will you be dealing with?
Well, I'll be an independent. I'm standing as an independent. I've been an independent, obviously, for 5 years, and I was asked to leave the Labour Party over my opposition to the bondholder bank guarantee and all the implications that had for us. I believe that the recent poll showed, I think, the two major Conservative parties, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, on something like 45%, a minority of the electorate. I believe there will be a change of government, but I wouldn't be supporting those parties under any circumstances.
When you look at the polls at the moment, it could put all of you, if elected, in poll position to come to the table to do a deal for your constituencies. Is there anyone you wouldn't deal with?
As I said, I think that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael together since 2008 have been responsible. I mean, they on the major issues to do with the bank bailout. Yeah.
Is there anyone you wouldn't deal with them? Is that
Fianna Fáil trooped into the lobbies? Yeah, I mean they're the authors of what happened
to our
country.
So you're saying that there is no way. Is that a red line?
What I believe is that there, you know, if polls tell us in many constituencies, independents are touching 40% plus, and I think maybe independents should play a leading role or the leading role in any formation that would go forward. I mean, we have the media out batting maybe for Fine Gael, the outgoing government. Some of them are, and trying to ensure that the press media trying to ensure, I think, that the current regime continues, that the current austerity continues. I think we need to break that. Tomorrow, for example, there's a Right to Change rally. I'm a Right to Change independent. I liaise closely with all the other Right to Change candidates. There's a Right to Change rally in coming down O'Connell Street. I'll be supporting that, you know, to bring water taxes
to an end. Peter Matthews,
you
were in Fine Gael. You were elected for Fine Gael in the last occasion in 2011.
One month of being a member. And the reason why I joined Fine Gael was I had something to offer in terms of experience and qualification on banking analysis and things like that and how to get out of the mess strategically.
If you're elected, would you deal with them again?
I am in the business of putting myself forward to serve the people, Mary. And I've got two main policy proposals as a manifesto for the 32nd Dáil, for everybody, for parties, for alliances and for independents. And do you know what they are? One is to cancel 25 billion of toxic national debt that had no business ever being imposed in Ireland, which, just give me a moment, please.
No, I will ask you, are these red line issues that if you're asked for your vote in support of a government, you will put the, I think these are three issues you have, the promissory bond, the 12.5% in Irish water.
Just, people need to hear this.
Will you be putting
25 billion can benefit the people as follows. 16 billion invested in the pension reserve fund. 4 billion in water reconditioning and mending of the services. 2 billion for social housing starts. 1.5 billion for hospitals and the health services.
So that's your list.
$1.5 billion for education
list?
And the
Gardaí. And if you're elected and any party, any government meets that list, you're in.
No. You see, again, you're trying to get me to say something. I'm saying that what the 32nd Dáil should all subscribe to this. Yeah, that's the start of the discussion.
You will have a voice if you're elected in that 32nd Dáil. I want to go to Catherine Zappone as well. Do you have red line issues if you're elected?
My red line issues are really, I've identified a number of priorities in my own manifesto under the themes of equality, opportunity and fairness. But of those themes, there's a few that are coming really strongly on the doorstep. And so as an independent, what I want to do is to reflect the voices of the people in creating law and policy, and that's my red line issue.
But what does that mean in terms of going into Leinster House, going into the Dáil and participating if your vote is looked for?
One of the first things I would do is actually look around to see who are the other independents that have been voted in. That's who I'm going to speak with first before I talk to maybe the couple of parties who have the major numbers that are trying to form a government. I think one of the things that we may consider as if I'm elected as an independent is to look at issues that we could work on together so that we would be independents according to acting according to issues as distinct from necessarily an identity that we always have to follow in that regard.
Is this something that, and Thomas, come in on this from Donegal as well, could we be looking at another alliance of independents? We already have the Independent Alliance. We have the People Before Profit.
It's called a parliament, Mary. That's what it's called, a parliament,
but
a working
but if
parliament.
You want to come together to work together.
We can ally on issues, I guess, is what
already
I'm saying.
Do it.
Not necessarily a full
it.
Identity.
Thomas Twingle?
I think, Mary, we could actually see an independent-led government after the next general election, and I think that that's something that would be very progressive. It would work very well. As independents and the technical group in the Dáil, we have worked very closely together on issues over the last 5 years, and indeed the independents and the technical group have raised the major issues first before anybody else and set the agenda largely.
Is there any realism to that though? Who'd be Taoiseach?
It doesn't really matter who be Taoiseach.
Well, it does matter. Of course it matters.
You see,
is it not about leadership? Tommy
it
Quinn.
Is about leadership, and we all are elected as leaders.
So, of course it matters. We can't have...
We've got no leadership for the last five years.
And, Mary, the striking thing about the last Dáil is that the top-class opposition came from people like Thomas, myself, Peter and Catherine, and Dáil and Shannon. We provided the opposition. We invigilated the government. Independent deputies were sitting there. I hadn't been a member of the technical group, but I was sitting there supporting them night after night, you know, when the water taxes were being introduced, when we were discussing housing, when Alan Kelly wouldn't face up to his fundamental responsibility to the children of this city, the 1,700, who are living in hotels tonight.
Did we learn something in the last Dáil from people like other independents as well, who managed to use the legislative process and freedom of information.
Just the point I wanted to make, Mary. There are many outstanding people in that group who could be very good ministers or even Taoiseach.
Yeah, but you've got to sell a story here. If you're actually talking about an independent-led government, you have to explain to people, Peter Matthews, how that might work.
Well, Mary, as Tommy Brown just said there, the consistency with which the independents have actually brought matters forward, hard, concrete matters and improvements. For instance, in shedding light on the shortcomings in the Department of Justice, the Garda Síochána, all these things, they were independents. Not all of the backbenchers in the government parties have been asleep for 5 years.
Do you all agree on everything then?
No, we don't. When there's disagreement, how do you resolve it?
You resolve it, Mary, by discussion and by talking it through and arriving at a consensus. It's important to remember, Mary, that the Dáil and the Constitution sets the Dáil all up as the individual TDs. It doesn't recognise political parties.
Correct.
And, you know, this discussion about who's going to be Taoiseach, that's about the personal ambition of individual party leaders. As independents, we're not elected under personal ambition. We're elected there to serve the people.
And that is the role we play. Thanks, Thomas. But certainly as I operated as an independent in the Shannon, one of the ways in which I did work with other independents, but also cross-party. But what's most important in terms of acting as an independent, and I think my colleagues in the Dáil did that too, is that I remained connected with the people. But in this regard, it would have been civil society groups who I consider to be experts in the areas where I published my bills. And each of the bills that I published, I think, first of all, one of them helped to lead a referendum against all of the parties in relation to saving the Shannon. Another bill brought the government a bit further in a more progressive fashion in terms of their gender recognition bill. But that's because I was in touch with the experts in civil society, working closely with them. And I think, as independents, if I were elected with other independents to the Dáil, that's the kind of thing I would be asking from my colleagues.
We're heading into the final week of this campaign, and the polls up to now have shown that support for independence is hardening. We'll have a few more polls this weekend which will tell us what is happening now, Peter Matthews. But if you have to, it is said by those that say they know that people will make decisions in this final week. So as they make decisions, why should they vote for an independent?
Because they will get a consistent honesty, they'll get transparency, accountability and fairness from those representatives. And we will avoid the failures of the last 5 years, which were growing housing, waiting lists, a worsening crisis and homelessness,
sustainable legacy mortgage debt and soaring rents.
A broken health system with hospitals buckling under increasing strain.
Yeah, I think again a characteristic of independence is that what we say we will do, and I think whatever.
But you can only do it if you have power.
Okay, but if there's 40 plus independents and smaller groups in Dáil Éireann, there is an opportunity.
If you are supporting a government and you're in a position to strike deals.
Well, again, we're talking why be the mudguard for any other outfit for any other parties that have been, have performed very badly in office.
Yes, we can maintain our independence. Maybe striking an initial deal in order to support government, but on the basis of certain areas that we're putting forward from the people, but that we would want to work together to bring about that change. People are looking for the brand of independence on the doorstep because they haven't had the change that they're looking for from the bigger parties.
Does that mean, and Peter Matthews, and to you first, in Donegal, Thomas Pringle, does that mean that people are saying independence, just look after my constituency, just look after me.
No, they're national issues.
I think, Mary, what people are saying, and we're getting this very strongly on the doorsteps, is that the political parties have failed us.
Yes.
And they have failed the people and they have failed the citizens. And they are saying that they want to see independence because they know that independents are accountable. Independents are directly accountable to them. And they want to see that change that we can bring.
People
and I think
will be voting.
But there is
Stability cannot be at the cost of competence. Stability must never be at the cost of competence.
Thank you very much. Peter Matthews, Catherine Zappone and Tommy Bruin, thank you all for coming into us.